In April, the United Nations adopted a resolution on drowning prevention, and New Zealand, along with more than 80 countries worldwide, including Australia and some Pacific nations, co-sponsored what's been termed an historic resolution, which was initiated by Bangladesh and Ireland. 2.5 million lives have been lost worldwide to drowning in the past 10 years, and the vast majority of those deaths were preventable. So following that resolution, today, July 25th, is the first ever World Drowning Prevention Day. And with me in the studio is Daniel Gerrard, Water Safety NZ CEO. Good morning, Daniel.
Kia ora. Good morning to you.
Kia ora. And you've brought your son, Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
That's a real family affair.
Indeed.
Daniel, given that today is the inaugural World Drowning Prevention Day, you're probably the first person in the world to be discussing this on the radio.
Fantastic, isn't it? I think it's really shows a lot about New Zealand wanting to lead the way. So hopefully we get to kick this off properly and then get to kick off this drowning prevention approach.
2.5 million drownings worldwide in the last decade seems like a phenomenal figure. That's 250,000 a year. So where do most of these drowning occurs? Are there any countries that are overrepresented?
Oh, there's a lot. Third world countries are always overrepresented in these areas. But, you know, for New Zealand, the biggest challenges are still around our massive coastline and people's sometime inability to manage those situations, and also boating. We still have too many things going on in boats that probably shouldn't.
I see. So people are predominantly getting in trouble in the sea?
Yes, sea and lakes for us, yeah.
And rivers as well. But what are the stats like for New Zealand?
Well, we're about 80 a year. Are drowning. Without a doubt, it's the biggest loss of life in a recreational situation. And, you know, number three when it comes to accidental death. So it's something we really do need to pay attention to and start acting on more and more.
We pride ourselves on being a nation that understands the water, but perhaps we don't.
I think we do. I think we've got some messaging that's been going on for a long time that just needs to be reinforced, needs to be tweaked a little bit more and pushed into some of the better sort of community spaces. Māori, for example, are hugely overrepresented in this space, and we just need to work with them more closely and develop programs that suit them more specifically.
What might that entail? What would you be doing in that area?
So ACC have supported us with Kimanu Ki Ora, which is Stay Afloat, Stay Alive initiatives. And it really is identifying some sort of pilot projects that can help engage whānau and support outcomes within the community. So these could be around rock fishing, kai gathering, diving, kaimoana, all those sorts of areas, but doing it in a multi-designed, multi-led way.
You're the son of an Olympic swimmer and Commonwealth Games gold medalist, and as I said, we'll be speaking to your father later in the morning, but suffice it to say water safety was drilled into you at an early age?
I wouldn't say drilled into us, but being comfortable in the aquatic environment was, yeah, always going to happen. So yeah, we learnt to swim at an early age, but we're also exposed to a lot of different activities. You know, being physically active was really important. But once you had the skills to, I guess, cope in an aquatic environment, then you were able to play water polo, you're able to do surf life-saving, you're able to do a whole range of activities. So it is about opening the door to that sort of thing.
What about you, Patrick? Are you good at swimming?
Yeah.
That's good. Did you go to lessons? Oh, that's the thing with swimming lessons. They're not cheap, are they?
No, that's a massive barrier. We're finding that with early childhood in particular. But it's not just about swimming lessons. I think it's important to be comfortable in the water and be able to move through it. But it's those basic skills like staying afloat, being able to maintain a relaxed movement through the water. So it's more than just 200 metres butterfly. It's about being able to stay afloat and tread water and things like that. Understand the risks.
Simon's text, Daniel, and said, "Morning, Karen. Regarding drownings, does Daniel see any correlation between the removal of pools from schools and free access to swimming lessons and increased drownings?"
Yeah, massive piece of work going on. 2016, there was a bit of work done by the New Zealand Council for Educational Research that showed only a quarter of schools were providing an adequate aquatic-based program, and the curriculum is really quite light. It sort of just talks about experiences in the aquatic environment rather than some specific outcomes. So, yeah, without a doubt, there are some linkages, but I do believe it is more than just learning to swim. It's this awareness, this education, this understanding the risk. It's the perception of your ability. Don't believe that you're, you know, greater in the aquatic environment than perhaps your skills suggest, and identify those risks and know what those risks are.
Yeah, good advice. And it's Sunday in New Zealand, obviously, so but what else will you be doing today around World Drowning Prevention Day?
With this one being the first, it really is just the start of a bit of advocacy, starting conversations and really leading into, you know, what can this day mean for the world and New Zealand. It's in the middle of winter for us, so yeah, it's a challenge. But we've got a number of initiatives working with other partners leading up into summer that will really push out some key messages.
Such as?
Well, let's make sure if you're in a boat and you've bought a new boat because you're not on holiday, you know, think about going out for the first time and having some sort of skills around being able to use that boat. Make sure you've got a life jacket on. Make sure you've got waterproof comms. You're able to radio in if you do get into trouble. And make sure that you're looking at the marine forecast. So it's simple messages like that. So I think, you know, that's a starter. But, you know, if you're going to the beach, you want to make sure that you're not overestimating your skill and underestimating the potential risk that is out there.
Daniel, thanks very much for coming in this morning. And also Patrick, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to meet you. That's Daniel Gerard, the CEO of Water Safety NZ.